Betty is at the top of her game. She's president of her high school class and valedictorian. But she still remembers scrambling to find a public high school to attend when she moved to Baltimore in ninth grade.
My first choice was Poly.
That's Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, one of the city's premier public high schools. But school had already started. It was too late to choose a high school in the usual way. That's a process that starts in middle school.
So I actually had to enroll the second day of high school, and I was rushing around trying to figure out what school I can get into, how do I have to do it.
Instead of Poly, she ended up at NAF, the National Academic Foundation School in East Baltimore. It's a school where the average SAT score is hundreds of points lower than at Poly. Still, for Angel, it worked out. In the fall, she'll attend McDaniel College in Westminster on a full scholarship. Across town at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, seniors from the prestigious Baltimore City College were preparing for their own graduation. City was Devin Butler's first choice.
I wanted to go to City. My family went to City.
And everything Devin did, starting with high marks in elementary school, got him into City. In Baltimore and a growing number of cities, including New York, students must apply to high schools, sometimes even middle schools, and their choices are limited by their composite scores, based on standardized tests and middle school grades.
Yeah, you needed a 610, and I went to Roland Park, which is a good middle school, so they prepared me a lot. So my composite score was a 737.
Devin's great elementary school scores won him a spot in the Advanced Academics Program at Roland Park Middle. That path has made all the difference, he says. Cedric Smith is a City grad who now teaches social studies there. He says that education is the best way to change socioeconomic paths. City students are required to take the SAT and apply to three colleges. 99% of the class of 2015 is headed to college.
So City puts them in a position where they can get into colleges that ultimately can change their lives.
Educators have argued that school choice is a good thing, especially for low-income students. It means that where you live no longer dictates which school you attend. Rob Helfenbein, Associate Dean of the School of Education at Loyola University, Maryland, says it could also mean some students get left behind.
The logic of a market-based model is that everybody has all the same information and then can make the best decision. But we know that that's not true.
The only way it works, he says, is if parents and communities know what their options are and what steps to take.
It's deeply concerning to think about students being tracked at a very early age in a way that either creates or limits possibilities.
For Devin, these possibilities have meant graduating near the top of his class at a prestigious high school and going off to Trinity College in Connecticut with scholarships and grants. I'm Kathleen Cahill, reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.